The wind was roaring off of Sand Island over the weekend, kicking up white-capped waves. But that did not stop Hawaii's community of Tokelauans from launching their first ever sailing canoe built in Hawaii. Patrick Pedro helped steer the six-man canoe around the bay.
You rarely see white caps in this bay here, but we're able to paddle it around, very seaworthy.
Yeah?
Just gotta go fishing on it now.
Mas Patelesio was also on board.
Today, even though like it was rough, but I kind of felt safe. I think more so because I knew like who built it and it was us.
For the past 6 months, Patelesio, Pedro, and dozens of Tokelauans carved the traditional canoe or vaka from a 35-foot log of albizia. They built it as they would in their ancestral homeland using traditional tools.
So I never expect a new generation to see this kind of things.
81-year-old Tilly Tyrell was at the launch. He is one of a declining number of Tokelau-born elders left in Hawaii.
It's so great to see all these, you know, the young people interested in traveling on the canoe. Because to me, that was the old day when I was a kid. That's what I used to see.
More than 1,000 Tokelauans call Hawaii home. Most are descendants of migrants who came here to work the pineapple fields in the 1960s. Betty Icky's parents were among them. She says watching the launch brought her joy.
Thinking of my parents and the other elders who are not here physically to celebrate with us.
Icky's is the founder of Tetaki Tokelau. The 16-year-old organization runs a Tokelauan language program in Wahiawa, which she hopes will benefit from the launch.
These kinds of events are exciting for the community, so they do come out.
Icky's hopes to continue this momentum. Tetaki is developing curriculum for Tokelauan language learners to be used on the canoe.
So we'll be engaging the community more using the vaka. Of course, the whole idea behind that is to bring the community together so they can be exposed to the language.
And help perpetuate the culture of this Pacific Island nation. Kuvehi Hiraishi, HPR News.